This is Church Alive's Teaching of the Week by Pastor Gene Amoson. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
Are we ready to get into the Word today? Good deal. Good deal. Well, y'all, I just want you to know that today, all of us, we're here just standing in the middle of something, that a lot of people have prayed for years, literally for years. If you're new to the church, if you're not, you've heard this before, but if you're new to the church started in the mid-90s. My parents started it. It was myself, my parents, and two ladies. That was our first service on our front porch down the road in Smith County. And God has used the church, and of course it's only because of a move of God, to do some great things in this community, to see people saved, to see just a lot of good stuff happening. Amen? But it seems like, if you've been at the church for any time now, it seems like in the last few years or so, God's really just kind of amped it up. And God has just really used Church Alive to do just some great stuff, and he's just really been blessing the church. Can we all agree? Today, I just want to have a family talk with us. Is that okay? This isn't going to be in my normal teaching. I don't have any points today, which is really unusual for me. I've got a statement or two that I just thought was pretty good that we're going to throw up on the screen. But we're really just going to kind of talk through some scripture today. As you all know, we just heard it a minute ago, and we've been mentioning it now for about 4 or 5 weeks. Next week, we start with two services. And this is a new season for Church Alive because God's doing something big. If I were to shoot you straight, this is not something we've been longing to do. Why? Because this really is going to be a whole lot of work for our team. Our staff and our ministry leaders, this is going to be a whole lot of extra on them. So we've actually been pushing this off as long as we could, but now is the time for it to take place. I think somebody can agree. Just look around. It's pretty tight in here, is it not? And so it's time for us to move forward with the second service. And this isn't some kind of church growth strategy or anything like that. It's just ultimately God answering the prayers of the people. Come on, somebody. You see, there's been a lot of you that have been here for years, and you've known that God had more for this ministry, and you've prayed, and God's just answering those prayers. And what he's ultimately doing is he's enlarging our territory. He's enlarging our territory. But here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. If we're not careful, we can be stepping into this new season not realizing that it's actually an invitation from the Lord. What do I mean by that? As we step into this new season, it's actually an invitation for us to love deeper. It's an invitation for us to grow stronger and to lead bolder, right? That's what we can do during this time. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and we're going to learn from a man by the name of Jabez. Maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't. If there was ever a one-hit wonder in the Bible, it was Jabez. Does everybody know what a one-hit wonder is? In case you don't, let's just talk about music. There's a band that like had one song you heard them do, and then you never heard of another song from them. If you need a really good example, Chumbawamba. They had a song that said, "I get knocked down, but I get up, again." Right? They had one song. That was it. But Jabez was a bit of a one-hit wonder in Scripture, but obviously the Lord wanted us to learn from him because he put in there two specific verses. And in those two verses, it's all of 70 words based on your translation. It's like 70 words that are about Jabez and this prayer that he prayed. And I got to be honest with you, I think this prayer is very powerful. I've prayed it in my life for years and I've seen God move. But I think it's a prayer for this church in this moment. Amen? I think it's a prayer for us. So let's go to 1 Chronicles 4, if you've got your word. Now, just as a heads up, what's really special about this is Jabez's two verses are tucked in the middle of all this genealogy. It's like reading a biblical phone book. I mean, it's just one name after the other. So let's look at verse 1. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobah, right? You see that. Let's jump to verse 3. It says, these were the sons of the father of Edom. They were Jezreel and Ishmah and Idbash. So it just continues on with more and more genealogy. Let's hop to verse 6. Nerah bore Abuzam, Hefer, which, by the way, I've heard some of y'all call your daughter that before. Gethsemane. I mean, so it just goes on with all this genealogy, right? So if we see right here, this is verses 6, 7, and 8. You see it, just genealogy. But then let's look at verse 9 and 10, because then we find something really great. It says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Obviously, this was unusual pain that his mother experienced, but whenever you actually go to the root of that word, it means actual sorrow. So we don't know what was going on in her life, but we just know that that pregnancy, something bad was really going on. And maybe it was just mostly painful, but again, it goes back to sorrow in her life. So she says, I named him Jabez because I bore him in pain. Verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And let's look at the last line there. So God granted him what he requested. Powerful scripture, isn't it? Whenever you go to the next verse, it just keeps on rocking with genealogy. These two verses are tucked away. Very important verses that I believe the Lord wants us to hear today. Amen. Again, his name literally meant pain or sorrow. Every time somebody said his name, it was just a reminder of suffering. But here's something I want you to think about. Rather than him living down to that label, Jabez prayed against it. And God answered that prayer that he prayed as well. Now, some of you have been labeled. Maybe you've been labeled a deadbeat. Maybe you've been labeled a failure. Maybe you've been told that you are not enough. I want you to listen to me today. Just like Jabez, your name doesn't have to be your future. I want you to know that your past is not necessarily the prophecy for your life either. Amen? And if you've been praying for change, I want you to pay attention today, because Jabez prayed this prayer and it turned everything around for his life. And God can do the same thing in your life today. Amen? So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through verse 10 today, and we're going to see how it can change our lives. But also, again, I believe this is a word for church alive today. So let's go back to verse 10 and let's look at the first part of that. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. The first thing that he does is he asks God for blessings. Now, some believers can get a little uncomfortable with that. It's funny, it's kind of like you have two schools of thought whenever it comes to blessings with us being believers. Some feel like, well, we don't need to really ask God for anything, and you know, we'll just try to get by, and whenever we cross over, we'll inherit our little cabin in the corner of glory land. My dad used to say that example all the time. And then you have people like, oh, I don't know, me, that I have no problem asking God for blessings in my life. Because you see, I understand that I'm his child and that he loves me. I understand that whenever he looks at me, he smiles at me. Can I go ahead and tell you something? He smiles at you too. Yes. It's not just like he just favors Gino. That's not it whatsoever. He loves every one of us so much that he gave his son for us, right? And so I believe that he wants to give good things to his children. It's in the word. And so Jabez prayed for blessing, and we can pray for blessing as well. But I want you to know this. It's not selfish whenever you ask God for blessings, but then you use those blessings to bless other people, right? See, here's what I want you to get today. God's blessing is actually a setup for kingdom impact. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's for you to be able to make a difference in the world. Yes. It's for you to be able to touch others because of the blessing that God's brought into your life. Whenever we look at the vision of the church, anytime you see the church logo, you'll normally see three words underneath it. The first one is love. I want us to think about this just for a minute. We don't love because it's convenient. We love because he first loved us, according to 1 John 4, amen? And whenever we say, bless me, Lord, the attitude isn't, Lord, make me rich. That's not the attitude that we need to have, right? Instead, the attitude should be, Lord, position me so that I can reflect your love to the world. Y'all with me? Lord, position me so that I can reflect your love to the world. And God demonstrated his love by giving us Jesus, and now we can return that same love to him and to others as well by blessing people whenever we receive blessing from him. And again, it doesn't come back to your bank account balance. I think too many times we're like, well, whenever the Lord blesses me, then I can give to others financially. Okay, you can. But you know what? Whenever the Lord has restored your marriage, you then can be part of helping some other marriage that's in shambles be restored as well. You see, whenever the Lord's delivered you from alcoholism or from drugs or from pornography or whatever it is, then you're the perfect person that can then minister to somebody else that's going through that, and you can be a blessing to them. Come on, somebody. So whenever we're blessed, we then are positioned to be able to bless other people. And so if you're just thinking, well, it's about finances and it's about having really awesome cars and this kind of stuff, no, it's more than that. Come on now. I mean, it's about health. It's about relationships. It's about having a strong marriage. Every one of us in here that's married, we want a strong marriage, right? Nobody wants a stinky marriage. It's about having your kids walk in with the Lord. And maybe you're saying, Gino, listen, we've been praying for them and they're not doing what they're supposed to. You keep praying for them. Don't you give up. Raise them the way you're supposed to and keep praying for them. They're coming back to Jesus. Amen. But blessing can be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your life as well. You see, some of you here today, maybe since you've come to church alive, you've seen God move in your life. Maybe your bank account balance hasn't changed one bit. But here's the thing, He's worked in your marriage. He's healed you. He's brought the children that you've been praying for back. Come on, somebody. And so all of a sudden, you're thinking to yourself, I don't care if I have more money in the bank or not, because I'm seeing Him show out in my life. It's not just about stuff. It's not just about money. Something I want us to think about just for a moment, that whenever we want the blessings of the Lord, there's got to be obedience as well. Yes. How many of y'all, whenever your kids do right opposite of what you say, you're like, well, let me just bless you, child. We don't do that, right? We bless them with something on the back end is what we bless them with. A verse for you today, Proverbs 10:22. This verse, whenever I really started to understand it, rocked me. The blessings of the Lord make a person rich. And how much sorrow does He add to it?
None.
Listen to me just for a minute. And I'm talking to men mostly here. Guys, I need you to listen to me. Too many times, we want to put in extra hours because of the OT. We want to have a side hustle or two. We want to do this, that, whatever we can to be able to accumulate blessings in our life. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because we want to be able to give our family good vacations, and we want to be able to do stuff like that, right? And we want to just really be a blessing to our family. The problem is whenever we're hustling and we're working so much and we're putting in all these extra hours, there's consequences and there's sorrow that comes along with it. And you may be like, what are you talking about? I want you to know, whenever you're working an extra 20 hours a week, it is not helping your marriage. Whenever you're working all this extra time, it's not helping the relationship you have with your kids. By the way, it's not helping your mental health or your physical health either, right? And so there's this beautiful, beautiful promise from the Lord right here that says, listen, the blessings that I have for you, it's never going to affect your health negatively. It's never going to affect your mental health negatively. It's never going to hurt your marriage. And as a matter of fact, it's going to do quite the opposite. It's never going to make your kids go away from you. No, no, no. It's going to bring them back to you. The blessings of the Lord, they make a person rich. And again, that's not just about finances. And no sorrow comes along with His blessing. Isn't it a beautiful promise? Matthew 6:33 says, whenever we focus on the kingdom of God, whenever we seek that kingdom, His kingdom, that He'll give us the things that we need. Amen? He will take care of our needs. And so we've got to position our thinking, or we've got to shift our thinking to where it's focused on Him, it's trusting God, and it's being obedient to do what His word says. Come on. Is that good stuff? All right. What Jabez knew, though, if he was going to remove that label of sorrow off of his life, he needed the love and the blessing of God. And today, I want to just encourage you, receive God's love. Amen? And it's perfectly fine to ask Him for blessings. You're His child. Come on, somebody just say, bless me, Lord. Amen, amen. Let's look at the second part of that verse. And Jabez called on the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that You would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Now, this is the part of the verse that starts to get prophetic, okay? Because he asked for God's blessings. Then he went a step further and he asked the Lord to enlarge his territory. Not because he was greedy, because he wanted to maximize his impact. He wanted to maximize his impact. And as a church, I want you to listen to me today. We are in that exact moment right now. Y'all got to talk to me just a little bit. We're in that moment right now. Our territory is expanding. Of course, this that we're doing right now, this 10 a.m. service, y'all, this is what we've been doing for about 30 years, for Pete's sakes. But the Lord is saying it's time for you to enlarge your territories. And what we're doing is by having a second service, it's more seats, but listen, it's more reach as well. It's more reach as well. It's an opportunity for us to show more people the love of Jesus. It's an opportunity for more people to have an encounter with Jesus and more opportunities for life transformation. And hear me again, this growth that we've had is not random. It's not random. This is truly a response by the Lord to the prayers of this house. For years, people have prayed for breakthrough in this church, for revival in this church. They prayed for salvations, for prodigals to come home, that this church could be part of making a difference in the community. And that's what God's doing here today. Come on, can we just give him praise today? It's what he's doing here today. And a lot of time, growth cramps our style. Physically, like these pants don't fit the way they used to. But we gonna make them work. Growth can cramp our style from time to time. It's gonna probably next Sunday, about a week from right now, it's gonna disrupt your normal Sunday morning rhythm that you have. By the way, whatever your Sunday alarm is set for on your phone, you need to go ahead and just change it after service today, right? If not, you're either gonna be late or early, one of the two. But it can disrupt our rhythm. But here's the thing, the results are gonna be beautiful. They're gonna be beautiful. A moment ago, I mentioned our vision and said it started with love. Grow is the second point of that vision. And it's not just about growing wider in numbers, but deeper in our relationship with God and with each other, and even with the people that we have yet to meet that will be coming through the doors because of what God's doing here. To our new church family that have been with us, I don't know, maybe just the last year, last 6 months, I want you to hear me. We prayed for you. We've been praying for you, and God has brought you here, and if you've ever felt like, man, we never felt like we fit anywhere, and we've just been looking for a place that we could just be loved. I want you to know God brought you here on purpose because we've been praying for you, and we're so, so happy that you're with us. Amen? So happy that you're with us today. Let's continue on. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me. Now, this is the dependence part of this prayer. Jabez knew that more territory meant that he had to be more dependent on the Lord. Because without God's hand, any kind of success that he was going to have would ultimately become disaster in his life. See, we've realized that we got to have God's hand in this change that's going on here. And if you ask God to bless you and enlarge your territory, whenever he does that, you're going to need his hand on you to be able to handle what he's blessed you with. Whenever promotion in the kingdom comes, it's just more of a dependency we have to have on him. And he's stretching our reach and influence. But we're going to need more of him. Come on, amen? The truth is that we're in trouble without his help. We're in trouble without his help. I normally on the front row every Sunday just before I step on stage, this is part of a prayer that I have. Holy Spirit, I need you today or else this is going to be ugly. I mean, I'm working on my notes throughout the week, but I really need him to just take over. Come on, somebody. You don't need Gene's opinion. You need Holy Ghost. Amen? And so we need him, and he's stretching us to be able to have more influence, and he's stretching us to have more reach. But again, we're in trouble without him. So I asked you to pray for the leadership of this church. Just pray for the church as a whole. Pray that we have wisdom, right? Pray that we're hearing from the Lord. But also do that in your own life as well. Realize that you don't have it all figured out. We don't have it all figured out. And in our lives individually, we need his help. Come on. We need to be able to hear from him as to what steps we're supposed to be taking. And getting back to our vision, the third part of it is lead. And that's about helping people experience what we've all experienced here. We want to be part of pointing people to Jesus because we've witnessed him changing our lives. We've witnessed him changing our families. And this isn't a time to just sit back. I'm going to shoot you straight today. This isn't a time for us to just sit back and watch others lead. I want you to know, for everyone in this house, this is your moment to lead. We're going to try that again. Because most of you are not excited or really believing me whenever I say this. This is your moment to lead, folks. Come on, somebody. This is your moment to lead. We need leaders because, again, going back to that vision of the Love Grow Lead, we need leaders, you know, with our first impressions. Oh, and it just so happens we have a first impressions lunch after church today. But we need people with that. We need leaders with outreach, right? We need leaders with kids ministry as well, with small groups, whatever. We need more people. Because I want you to hear me today. There's a big harvest that's coming in, but there's workers that are needed. And Matthew 9:37 talks about that, right? And then something else I want you to think about. As soon as you came into this church, you had an encounter with a group of people, which it's dozens every week, that help facilitate a service. And whenever I say facilitate, to handle every area of this church so that we can do what we're doing right now, right? And you had an encounter with a team that had a big smile on their face and that opened the door for you and that took care of your kids and helped you find a parking spot or whatever. But you had this encounter, and as soon as you connected with the church, then all of a sudden this church grew. Which means it's going to take more people to do it in the future. So what we're saying is it's time for you to get plugged in. It's time for you to be part of leading, amen? The Lord has never called us just to be consumers. Read the Gospels. We got to work, right? He's called us all to work. And ask for his hand to be on you so that you can help lead somewhere. Now let's keep going with Jabez's prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. Jabez didn't just want influence, but he also wanted integrity. Amen? Amen. Integrity. Now, as you grow spiritually, you've probably found out that temptation doesn't necessarily go away. Right? As you grow spiritually, the enemy's normally not really happy about it. And so what he tries to do is he tries to a lot of times double down and just throw everything at you that he can. Y'all been there before. You're growing spiritually, and all of a sudden, the people that you used to roll with, who you don't need to be around, start showing up, and you're like, what are you doing here? Right? Because he's trying to do everything he can to trip you up. And Jabez understood that. And so Jabez prays not just for more blessings and not just for an enlarged territory, but for guardrails as well. For guardrails, because he doesn't want his blessing, he doesn't want whatever success that comes to him from the Lord to lead him to sin. Jesus taught us the same way whenever he taught the disciples how to pray. He said, but deliver us from evil. You hear me? Deliver us from evil. Some of you, I just speak right now, are about to walk into this new season where God's going to enlarge your territories. Whether it's with your job, whether it's in ministry, whether it's with just your platform or your ability to be able to influence more people. But the thing is this, is if we don't pray for purity, you can blow what God has built. You can blow what God's built. So we pray, God, keep me clean. Lord, keep my heart soft. Lord, don't let me mess up the work that you've done in me, and Lord, the work that you've done for me as well. Amen? Does that make sense? And that's our desire here at the church as well. We completely recognize that everything that's happened is just a move of God. We take no credit. It's all him. And because of what he's doing, we don't want to mess this up. We had a staff meeting the other night, And you know, I told the team, I said, because we can mess this up. We're humans. We're flawed. Every one of us in here, we can mess this thing up, right? But we don't want to. Whenever you look at Acts 2:1, it says, whenever the day of Pentecost had arrived, it says they were all gathered together in oneness. One translation says one accord. It's not talking about a Honda either. Just so you know, that is the number one cheesy preacher joke of all time. I've heard so many pastors say that joke, and every time I'm like, seriously? But then I just gave it to you guys. So there you go. But here's the thing. It says that they were all gathered together, like in one place together. Whenever you dig into that, you'll see that there was actually a spiritual alignment that was happening with that group. There was a spiritual alignment. They were there in unity. They were praying. They were expecting. They were believing all together. And in the following chapters, you're going to see that they served together. You're going to see that they gave. You're going to see that they really took care of each other. I mean, they really, really took care of each other and loved each other just like family. And that's what we've experienced in 2025 as a church. But I want you to know what took place there is what was the beginning of the church. Amen? And so because of what took place there, that's why we're experiencing what we're experiencing right now. But what messes up a move of God? Of course, sin, unrepentant sin, can quickly mess up a move of God, right? Pride can mess up a move of God. Division can mess up a move of God. Drama can mess up a move of God. Mistrust, gossip, murmuring. Resisting change can mess up a move of God as well. I want you to know this. The kingdom constantly is advancing, which means that change is going to continually be happening. Amen? And I know, it, as I said earlier, it's going to kind of mess up our Sunday rhythm. We just got to focus on why God's doing this. Why? So more people can come to know him. So that more people can come to know him as Savior. But it's very important that we understand this. We understand that this is all his doing and that we have to have the correct posture. I tell our leadership this as we continue to move forward. So what's our correct posture? Lord, we understand that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, we understand that it's 100% you that has brought us to this place. And Lord, as we move forward, we're going to need your wisdom. We're going to need your guidance, or else we will ruin this. And as a church, let's make sure that we just remember it's all him. Amen? Because we want to be obedient to do whatever God's called us to do here. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen? Let's start to wrap this up. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. You see that? Now, this is personal here whenever Jabez prays this, because his name meant pain, his name meant sorrow. And the thing is this, is he wanted God to do a work in him so that he would not cause pain, so that he would not cause sorrow in anyone else's life. Does that make sense? Some of you have been in cycles in your life. Maybe there's, you know, family dysfunction. Maybe there's shame. Maybe there's addiction. Maybe there's rejection. But the truth is this, that just because that pain was given to you doesn't mean that you have to continually pass it on to others. It's not your story. It was never meant to be your story. And you can stop it with you. You can stop that cycle. God wants to break that cycle, and it can start today. It can start today. Hear me, whenever God answers a Jabez prayer that you've prayed, it's not just going to bless you, it's going to bless everybody that's connected to you as well. All those that you're connected to. If you're unfamiliar with this prayer, I really want to encourage you, begin to pray it. Begin to pray this prayer. I've prayed it for years. I'll find myself kind of in seasons that as I'm praying, I'll just kind of just tack this baby on there with it. And I've seen God show out in my life. There was an area years ago, and I don't have time to get into it, literally about 2002, I prayed for the Lord to enlarge my territory in one certain area, and almost instantly, completely blew my mind what he did. Pray this prayer. Don't feel that it's selfish. Again, you're his child. He wants to bless you. He wants to enlarge your territory. whenever you got saved, it wasn't just for you and you alone. You see, he's given you influence to where you can help bring others into the kingdom of God. I told our team before service today, we want to depopulate hell to where there are fewer and fewer Simpson, Smith, Covington, Rankin County people in there as possible. Amen? That's what we want to do as a church. This is the area that he's called us to make a difference in. And we want to be obedient to do it. And so as we step into this new season as a church, y'all, we're not just changing service times. We're truly enlarging our territory. We're enlarging our territory. And with the Lord's help, I believe we're going to see some great change. It's going to affect generations. It's going to affect stories and ultimately have eternal outcomes. Amen? Come on, stand with me today, if you will. Church, this is a very special moment that we're in right now. A very special moment that we're in right now. We've prayed for God to move. We've prayed for growth. We've prayed for influence, and he's answered our prayers, and now it's time for us to respond. Let's be the church that loves like Jesus, amen? To continue to do what we've done, that grows deeper together and that leads with boldness. Let's be a people that prays just like Jabez did. Can we all just pray that together today? Come on, just lift your hands. And we're just going to just say this together. Come on, let's just say it together. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Come on, just keep your hands lifted today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. God, for each individual here today, God, I pray your blessings to rest on each one of them. Lord, on every home represented, on every family represented, on every individual represented here today, Lord. Lord, I know that there are requests in here, Lord. There are desires in here, Lord, that some of them have been praying for. And God, maybe they feel like they don't know if the breakthrough is ever coming. God, I declare right now in the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord, the breakthrough is coming in lives today. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you that you're enlarging their territories. Lord, that they're going to have greater influence in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, individually, God. Lord, couples are going to have more influence with others as well. God, there's going to be, Lord, enlarged territories with businesses, Lord. Lord, with careers, Lord, with ministry as well. And God, we ask that your hand remains upon us as well. Lord, we don't want to mess up what you're doing in our lives, God. Lord, we need your hand on us, God. Lord, we ask that you would keep us from evil as well. God, too many times people are blessed, but Lord, all of a sudden they kind of get off the road, Lord. They just kind of get into the ditches. God, we need those guardrails, Lord. Lord, I just declare right now that we're going to stand against any plans of the enemy that may be, that he has for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you keep us from evil, and we thank you for it. And God, as Jabez ended his prayer, God, we don't want to cause pain. Lord, we don't want to cause pain. And so, Father, we thank you. But Lord, you're just going to, Lord, give us hearts that love people. Lord, you're going to give us hearts that see people the way you see them. Lord, that there's so many people out there that are broken and they just need a touch from you. And they need to have the love that only you can give them, God. And so, Father, we ask you for that right now. That Lord, we don't hurt our children. We don't hurt our spouses or others. But God, that we represent you well. That we represent you well. All right, church, now look, let's change this a little bit, and let's now all pray for the church, but let's do this together, amen? So I'm going to pray, and I just need you to agree with me. Lord, we thank you for this new season that we're in. Come on, can we just say thank you, Lord? Lord, thank you for this new season that you brought us into. God, we acknowledge that every bit of what's happening, Lord, it's all you, and so we say thank you for your goodness. Lord, we ask that you would bless Church Alive indeed, God. Lord, everyone that's here, God, the leadership, Lord, the ministries, God, Renew Radio. God, we ask that you would bless Church Alive, Lord, with the upcoming staff that'll be needed, Lord. Lord, the resources that are needed as well. God, we thank you that you have enlarged our territories. And God, we ask for a great harvest to come as you continue to do it, Lord. We want to steward this moment well. Lord, we ask that you would keep your hand upon us. Lord, that we have wisdom from you, God, that we're sensitive to hear, Lord, what our next steps are, God, but we hear it from you, Lord. Lord, keep your hand upon us. God, we need your favor. Lord, we need your guidance. Lord, we need your wisdom as well. And God, we ask that you would keep us from evil so that we don't cause pain, Lord. God, we just want to be a blessing to everyone who comes into this place. Lord, we want to be a blessing, God, to our community as well. Lord, we want to see lives changed. And God, we give you all the praise and glory. Come on, can you give them a hand today? Amen. Praise God.
Thank you again for listening to Church of Lives Teaching of the Week with Pastor Gene Amason. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 10 o'clock, or learn more at churchalive.net.